So after these rules are passed, they go before your committee?
Yes, after the hearings, they will come to us, and we will have a hearing on it to determine what it is that needs to be done. I'm hoping that we will have people come and express their opinions on the rules themselves, and then we will be able to look and see what we can do. I can't make a determination for the rest of the committee of what they're doing, but I heard a lot of issues that we need to discuss, and we need to figure out how to deal with it, especially the constitutionality and the retroactiveness of this.
Now, is this subject to public hearings where the general public gets to comment on the rules?
The general public can come, but they can only comment on exactly what the rules have to say. We can't talk about the reasonable compensation because that's not in the rules. And that will be the revised rules that the department will put up on the their website that we will talk about. And yes, they can come, and we meet in the LOB, and it probably, from what I've heard from John, it will be February 13th at the, not 13th, the 19th, which is the third Wednesday in February.
And what does the committee do with the rules after they've had the hearings on it?
Okay, we have to, we have options of whether we're going to object to the rules, whether we approve them, and what we can do is ask for more information from them through a preliminary objection, and then the department would have like 45 days to answer that. So what we have to do is we have to determine if they have the statutory authority to do what they're doing, if it's in the public interest, if everything that is appropriate has been done, and if so, then we really would have no objection. But this issue of the constitutionality is what we need to really focus on.
If the committee rejects the rules, what happens then?
Well, the process is that if we do a preliminary objection, then what would happen, the department would need to come back and answer the questions, our objections. Then what would happen if they did not, then it would be a final objection. Then there's the possibility, if there are enough votes on the committee, to be able to go to a joint resolution, which would take the rules and throw it back to the legislative policy committees to determine and figure out what we need to do with them. We as GELCAR cannot veto the rules. All we can do is stop them and send them back to the legislature.